Mrs. Jenkins and Rosie are in their new home in Durban, South Africa.
Rosie, it's good to see you. How have you been doing today? I've been sending you text messages for the last 3 hours, but I haven't heard from you.
I'm good, Mum. Don't worry. I don't know why, but my phone battery runs out in a few hours. I've been quite busy discovering the Berea neighbourhood. I have been walking for a few miles, but then I wanted to walk to the beachfront. But the weather is a little too hot, so that I had to change my mind. And you, Mum, what have you been up to?
Well, I've just hung up the phone with Mr. Marshall, one of the Kruger Park sales representatives. We have been talking for the last 2 hours. I've been trying to know more about the different options we have at our disposal to make the most of our forthcoming safari tour.
You don't sound excited anymore. There must be some problem.
You must be joking, Rosie. I've been dreaming of such a safari for ages. You have so many opportunities to come face to face with the Big Five, and the Kruger Park is one of the few places on Earth where you can encounter them. I am sure we will have an unforgettable time. I read somewhere that if you visit the Kruger Park, you collect memories for life.
The Big Five?
Yes, the five most difficult African animals to hunt on foot. The elephant, the lion, the rhino, the leopard, and the buffalo.
Wow, but Mum, are we guaranteed to see any of these animals if we drive around for 5 days or so? I've been wondering about it since we last talked about a safari. I've read on the internet that the park is as large as the state of Israel. How can we be sure that we are going to see any of these Big Five on such a huge territory?
According to Mr. Marshall, if we spend 5 nights in the park with a park ranger, we will have plenty of chances to come across the Big Five on several occasions. They have been studying their everyday habits for so many years that there is little chance that we don't see any of them. Plus, there are enough animals in the park for us to see them repeatedly for 5 days.
But Mum, what about the giraffe? Isn't it part of the Big Five? I've been dreaming of watching giraffes in the wild ever since we went to London Zoo. I will be very disappointed if I don't see any giraffes.
Let me call Mr. Marshall again and ask him about the giraffes.